Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the KIRP Radio Show. I am your host, Pudgy, and I am delighted, so delighted to be here tonight to celebrate another prosperous day, to be alive another day. There's so much going on with this show. Oh, my Lord, there's a lot going on with this show. We're going to start off the show by continuing the last segment of Responsibility for Educated and Procrastinating Dummies 101. This is part three, and we are finishing up this segment, but it's only going to be the first part of the segment. We're going to go into something a little more serious in the second half of the show. We're going to talk about, frankly, the N-word, the C-word, racial slurs. Here's something that I promised myself that I would do throughout this show, or that I wouldn't do. I wouldn't say the C word. I wouldn't say the N word, because truthfully speaking, we all know what it is. I mean, come on. We all know. We hear the words. We hear the rhetoric. We hear the jokes and the conversation. And, you know, you're driving up the street. You're in the supermarket. You're in the store. You hear the niggas and the crackers and the cracker and the niggers and all this, that, and the other. And a lot of people are offended by, or not offended by, the use of those words. Frankly, I think this will be a heck of a conversation. I have invited several professional guests, and I won't say any names now because I don't know who's committed to it and who's not. I don't know who's scared to come to the table and talk about this. and I don't know who maybe feel like they're bigger than this. At this point, it is what it is. We're going to go ahead about what we're doing. But first, let me just play a little bit of music while we're trying to get connected to the FM feed. We are WMMG, home of the KIRP radio show, 560 AM, Washington State and Washington, D.C. Also, 101.3 in the Triad, which that's a station we will be losing since we picked up WMMG, which is my company. Thank you. I need a round of applause. And just listen to a little bit of this instrumentation, folks, while we try to get this thing together, and we'll be right back. Okay, folks, we are back. WMMG, home of the KIRP radio show. You can contact us by dialing 619-638-8559. You can also contact us online at KIRPRadioShow.com. And also, if you want to make comments, you can hit us up on Twitter. That's @ KIRP radio show. And you can also hit us up on Facebook. Man, we got a whole lot of websites here. You can also hit us up on Facebook at facebook.com/KIRP Radio Show and leave any comments that you want to leave. If you want to make an anonymous comment, you can do what a whole lot of racists and a whole lot of mad people have done to me. They've sent me emails, folks. And last week I read off some emails that were absolutely crazy. But send us some emails at KIRPRadio@gmail.com, and we'll make sure we'll either read it off or we'll get back to you. I try to read all the emails off, but you know, sometimes it gets a bit overwhelming trying to read all these emails off, this, that, and the other. But we're talking about part three, which is the last show of Responsibility for Educated and Procrastinating Dummies 101. That was just something that came dear to my soul, something that I wanted to introduce to folks. It was a three-part segment. The first segment was on, it was just kind of an introduction, and we had Malcolm X speaking an old speech that Malcolm X did in 1964 titled Balance and a Budget. I don't know if you guys want to check that out. It should be on YouTube or a few other places. So what we did, we played that speech, and it was I think that speech ruffled some feathers, to say the least. It was very interesting to see how people came back at the speech that we played on the first episode. And I won't go back into it because we talked about it on last week's episode, and I'm not going to get in too much detail about it, but, you know, we're talking about Malcolm X, and what he was saying in that speech was basically leave everything at the door in order to reach people that you've never reached before. He was saying that, you know, he's a Muslim, or he was a Muslim, and that Martin Luther King was a Christian, and then he named several other pastors and several other men of the cloth or clergy, and he was saying that, you know, what we need to do to come together as a people, because the government truly has wronged us. They failed us in so many different things and in so many different ways. So what he was saying, let's leave everything at the door, you know, so it won't be any bias in the conversation. And let's go in the room and let's talk about what we need to do to get the rights and to get the representation that we demand and that we ask for. Today, I think it's somewhat of the same thing. Personally, I don't think that we demand anything of the government today. I think we take what we're given and we kind of run with it. We talk about it on different boards and we talk about it on different talk shows and we talk about it amongst ourselves. But there were once upon a time when the government wronged us. We actually sought out and we reached out amongst ourselves to do something. We actually got together, got up and to do something. And that's something that I don't see. It's something I'm very passionate about, but it's something that I don't see anymore today. And I'm wondering what happened. So that's what sparked the Responsibility for Educated and Procrastinating Dummies 101, because I believe the first thing that we need to do is come together as a people. I think we need to come together as a people, and then we can talk and we can begin the conversation about what we need to do. But at current state, you have so many different people pulling so many different ways. You have people doing things on this side and people doing things on that side. And because one don't agree with everything that the next person does, or because their religion is different, or because they drive a different car, or they even got a different hairstyle, people don't want to come together to do the things that are necessary for us to get what we demand. And we pay for this, by the way, folks. I'm sure you look at your pay stub and you go, well, let's see here. I got X amount of dollars to spend, and Uncle Sam took X amount of dollars, and that's the end of it. It seems like that's the extent of what we face. That's the extent of what we talk about, and the buck kind of stops there, other than a few conversations we have with our peers. But I don't know. That's just part one, two, and the breakdown of part one and two of Responsibility for Educating and Procrastinating Dummies 101. What we're going to talk about today, we're about to begin to talk about, is something that I came up with off the top of my head. It was something that I found to be necessary when you look at what's happening to the educational system today and what's happening to our youth. And you can see it by walking in the stores. You can see it driving down the street. I mean, you can hear it in the conversations that the kids have. And I don't know about anybody else, but I do a lot of things with kids in the public eye, whether it's volunteering, it's countless hours. And I have my own crew of kids. You know, don't get me wrong. I'm not doing this because I have the time. I'm doing it because it's necessary. And I'm not here to preach to you about, you know, going out and help with the community, this, that, and the third. That's not what I'm here to do. But it will be real B.I.G. in my book if some of you would take some of your personal time and be a mentor or lend a hand to a child in need. And I don't per se mean a poor child. See, there's a misconception that goes on when you start talking about volunteering and being a mentor or being a positive role model for the youth. There's a large misconception, and I think most of the times you hear folks relate being a mentor with the poor child. Well, I'm here to tell you that there's some rich kids that need a mentor. There's some rich kids that need a positive role model. But the only way you would know, or some wealthy kids, or some middle class kids, or whatever you want to call it, I don't care. Children, the youth in general, they need some positive role models. And I don't, listen, the clean cut suit and tie is not going to get it all the time, folks. It's not going to get it, because that's not what got through to you, some of you, and it's definitely not what got through to me a whole lot of times. So the clean cut suit and tie, I'm going to I'm going to give him my little time, and then I'm going to go back to my mansion, and I'm going to do what I do. Listen, man, that's not going to get it. I'm sorry, y'all. That's not going to get it. We need some thugs. Yeah, I said some street thugs, some reformed drug dealers, some reformed inmates, some community service, getting ticket, having, breaking and entering, catching case, but people who feel I can't even find the word I'm looking for. They find a sense of remorse. You know, people who really care, who forget about what I did in the past, look at me now. You know what I mean? And that's what I stand for today. That's who I am before you. But before we go into anything further, let's get down to part three of responsibility for educated and procrastinating dummies. And I think that the food chain, that's right, the food chain that we eat by, I think the current food chain is wrong. And I know I'm not talking about being overweight. I'm not talking about what kind of nutritious foods you should eat. I'm not talking about what kind of bread you should eat. I'm not talking about the milk, yogurt, and government cheese. I'm talking about the food chart alone is wrong. The way it's constructed is wrong. See, the first thing that we're missing is education. If you look at the food chart in its current stance, the first thing that you see is exercise. If you look at it from a youth standpoint, it's exercise. They say that you should have a certain amount of physical activity on a daily basis. I'll even read to it says find your daily balance between food and physical activity. Number one is to be physically active for at least 30 minutes most days of the week. Number two is children and teens should be physically active for 60 minutes every day or most days. Man, let's scratch that. All right. I think we're already missing an element, and I could go on and go over the whole food chart. I'll tell you like this. Google the food chart and you'll understand where I'm coming from. If you don't remember from third or fifth grade, whenever they introduced the food chart to us, I'm pretty sure everybody has a general idea. There's the vegetable groups, the milk and yogurt and cheese groups, the fat, oil, and sweet groups, the meat group, the fruit group, the bread and rice group. We're going to scratch that, and we're going to take it from the beginning, and we're going to add education to this food chart, because that is truly something that's missing. An educated child is a child that's well-fed. An educated child is a child that's well-behaved. An educated child is a child who knows that these are the things that I need to eat, because that child is made to read, that child is made to learn. That's something that we don't offer our youth today, folks. I'm here to tell you, with the Facebooks and the Twitters, and yes, I use Facebook to death. All day long, I use Facebook for marketing, to talk to old friends, to catch up with people for work purposes, for this, that, and the other. And to me, Facebook is very B-I-G in my book. So I love using Facebook, but at the same time, there's a social responsibility to these websites that we use, and it's definitely a responsibility to our youth and to our children. And from what I see, from where I stand and the pages that I go through, whew, man, oh man, oh man. Some of you parents, y'all got a lot of work to do. Actually, all of us parents got a lot of work to do, but some of you parents got way more work to do than what I have to do right now. Let me tell you. There's kids on Facebook that's barely dressed. There's kids on Facebook holding guns. It's all sorts of drugs. It's all sorts of craziness going on with the language and with the gossip and with the sex talk, and I'm doing this, and the statuses are crazy. They're talking about all this ridiculous stuff. They're doing all this. It's really remarkable to see the amount of kids out there that go as hard as they do. And for you who don't know what go hard is, what I mean by go hard is so direct. You know what I mean? Like, the kids, their language is so direct. Their attitudes are so direct. They seem to be so angry, or so careless about the things that are important. So I think that we've already lost, folks. I think we need to go back to the beginning. And just when you go back to the beginning, here's something that we all need. We all need food. Right? We all need food to survive. So I want to add education to that food chart. And I don't feel like I'm wrong. I think that it all starts with education. Of course, you need to be healthy, but an uneducated mind is unhealthy in the first place. So we need to get together and figure out what we need to do. Well, I have a few suggestions, and I hope you guys will hit those ones. I see we're looking at about Looks like about 200 callers right now. We're starting off pretty slow, and I got a feeling why we're starting off slow is because of the N-word and a few other things that we were talking about. It seems like we're starting off slow. So we're going to take it to a couple of callers here in a second. And then first we're going to go to a commercial. But we are WMMG, home of the KIRP radio show. For you who just logged on, you can hit us up at 619-638-8559. You can hit us up on the Twitter at NC Pudgy. That's my personal Twitter. Hit me up. Don't be surprised at what I say because I will not bite my tongue for you. I am a man, and that's what I do, unless you want to pay some bills, and then you might persuade me to do something different. But anyway, hit us up on at 619-638-8559 on the hook, or the horn, as Coach D used to say. Also, hit us up on the line, online at www.kirpradioshow.com. And I know, you don't have to say the www. You just say KIR. I'll say what I want to say. www.kirpradioshow.com. I got my people laughing in here. It's going down. Hit us up also on Facebook. You can hit us up on the blog at kirpradioshow.blogspot.com. That's my personal blog, where I go rant and rave and talk crazy and talk reckless and get people mad and make people want to do all this crazy stuff. But anyway, check it out. Going to commercial. We will be right back. KIRP radio show. I'm sorry for you folks that are online. I guess you couldn't hear any of the commercials. You did get the instrumentations, but I just hope you didn't get mad at the tunes. I hope you appreciated the tunes for what it was worth. Those are some hot songs to me. It seems like my man Taliban, my an organizer. I'll just call him an organizer. He wears so many hats. You know, we're not big budget or anything like that, but shout out to my man Taliban, who handles all the music and all the instrumentations, and he knows what I like. He ride with me enough, but if you don't know who, that's my man Hassan. We call him Taliban, and a lot of people might get offended by that, but moving right along. KRRP Radio Show, WMMG, 101.3 FM in the Triad, 560 Washington State and Washington, D.C., AM on your radio dial. Hit us up, 619-638-8559, and we are looking for callers. We have callers. Good Lord, Lord, have mercy. Where should I start? I'm going to skip a call. I'm not going to get to a caller real quick because I have something to say. We're going to move into this next segment real fast. But I just want to hit up. I see we got about 100 more callers online. Just want to let them know that we were talking about the responsibility for educated and procrastinating dummies. And what that means is we're talking about the responsibility for us parents, for us adults, for us as a society, for us neighborhood, our coordinators, our leaders, community development people, everybody that's an adult around. You have a social responsibility, folks, and I will hope that you will dedicate yourself after this day and try to do something different, try to do something productive, and do something to help these youth out here today. Let me share something with y'all before we go into this nigga and cracker segment. Yeah, y'all didn't expect that, did you? But I told you straight up, when you call on the show and you ask to speak, I understand where you're coming from about using the N-word, and I understand how you feel. I don't want to use the C-word, and it's about 500 plus of you guys online, and I don't know how many people are actually on the radio. They get a delayed feed, but I don't care how soft and how emotional you are. The only way we're going to beat this thing is if you're not scared to face this thing, and that's been part of the problem. Yeah, that's been part of the problem right now, is that we're scared to face this thing. All over the place you hear the N-word, all over the place you hear the C-word, but people get on the radio, or they get before you, or they get on TV, and all of a sudden they want to feel politically correct. They won't say what they say in the comfort of their homes. They won't say what they say in the comfort of their circles or with their friends. But you come on the show, and you get ready to say what you want to say. Speak freely. I'm not trying to make you guys say the N-word or the C-word, but I just want you to speak freely, because we are out to kill this thing. We are out to get rid of this thing. And hopefully we won't have to keep dealing with the same mess again. Part one of the part three of responsibility for educating and procrastinating dummies 101 was about all of that. But a lot of callers and a lot of emailers, a lot of bloggers, these people, they missed the boat on that. They were too caught up in Malcolm X's rhetoric when he was saying that the crack of this. Well, let me tell you, man, Malcolm X is from a different time that I'm from, and a different time that a lot of you guys from, because it says my demographic is from 18 to looks like 50 some odd years old. So a lot of us can't relate, and some can, but a lot of us can't relate to calling people a cracker or calling a white man a cracker, and really having a strong meaning and a strong feeling about that. You understand what I'm saying? There's a lot of people who use the word or say the word and really don't know what it means. It's just something that's been heard, or they've been heard white people refer to the word forever or since forever, or just it's what they've been around, so they pick it up. And for every white person that wronged them, oh, it's a cracker, that's a cracker, this, the cracker that, the cracker this, cracker, 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 cracker. That's all we ever hear is, it's people on a cracker crunch. You know what I mean? And in the defense, there's a whole lot of people that's on the nigger crunch. The nigger, 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 nigger. That's all you. What was the show, Taliban? What was the show when, man, I can't remember the movie that I was watching when the lady got assaulted. She got raped. I think it might have been North or South, or I can't remember what it was, but she was like, it was like, who raped? Actually, she had sexual relations with a black man. And they were like, well, what happened? Who raped you? She said, it was a nigga. A nigga, nigga, nigga. Hey, yo, y'all can get mad all y'all want, man, but that was funny to me, man. It was funny the face she made. She was serious about that thing. Maybe it was Rosewood. I don't know. But Listen, man, I'm not touchy about the subject because I know how the past was. I know what the past is about, and I understand that. But I'm telling you today, we are in a different time. You understand what I'm saying? We're in a whole nother place, a whole nother time today. And frankly, we just got to get over a whole lot of things. But at the same time, there's still people around that says, hey, I don't want to hear no one using the word nigga. I had to deal with that all my life. White people call me niggas and the Klan call me nigga. And I got beat up called niggas when I was young. And I don't want to face this or that. I don't want to deal with it. Cool, so be it. That's how you feel. I'm not here to change your mind. I'm only here to try to beat this thing because it is truly a barrier. It is truly in the way. Just like not the conversation of religion, but the argument of religion is in the way. You understand? The dispute of religion is in the way. I know what I believe for my Father, Savior Jesus Christ. Rest in Lord, I love you. But everybody don't have to believe that. And listen, that's okay for us to do what we got to do because guess what? We still have to live as a people. And for what I believe, that's what we have to do. We got to take those elements out of the conversation and we got to approach this thing broadly and stop being scared of it and just and take it by storm. You understand what I'm saying? But on a different note, here's something that I got a problem with right here, man. And people are going to call me. They're going to say, man, you should be more touchy about the nigga and the cracker thing. But I got a problem with the African-American reference. I haven't done my ancestor trace, and I don't know what my ancestor pool looks like. Personally, I know, you know, a few generations back and none of them were Africans or none of them were slaves per se in the current form. Man, I need my granddad on here so he can tell y'all how it really went down. But, you know, like my grandfather says, you know, we didn't have any problems, you know, but that was just him. And he's from Orangeburg, South Carolina. He said we didn't have any problem. There was an understanding. If you listen to most older black people, they will tell you, pre-segregation, now this is real, folks, so don't come at me twisted. Don't think I'm lying or I'm on my own agenda here because this is real. This is true. This is real talk. And I'm not in any way supporting the fact that we still should be segregated. But I'm going to tell you as a fact that before we were segregated, we were a better off people. Is that not a fact? Before we were segregated, we were a better off people. Speaking on black people, I haven't really got on the topic, but I'm just going off on a whole other thing because when I was doing some studying and I was doing some preparing, I came across something that kind of bothered me a little bit. I never felt the need to be called an African American. I never appreciated that. I was never part of that because there are no Caucasian Americans. There are Asian Americans, and they're Asian Americans because they're from Asia. I'm not from Asia. I'm from America, so what am I, an American-American? I'm not an African-American. An African-American is someone who is from African descent, who is of African descent, or someone that moved here that is African and now is an American citizen. That's what an African-American is. And I'm definitely, don't call me no damn Afro-American, or we're going to have some problems. I'd rather you call me a nigga than call me Afro-American because that's more disrespectful. At least I know nigga was something that black folks turned around to make a mockery of nigger. You understand what I'm saying? But neither am I a nigger because I'm not a thief. So I'm definitely not a nigger. But anyway, let me get back on this before I take a couple of callers because I want to know how you guys feel about this. And I know some of you don't feel like talking, but I always hit the 336-919-252s. Man, I can't believe I did that. 704s. I'm looking at the board. I'm cheating now. So always hit 910s. Always hit up those areas first. And I know some people in D.C. are mad at me. Some people in Washington State are definitely mad at me because that's only a 1,000-watt station. So it's only a select few people that can listen to the show. By the way, for you guys who just logged on, I see more callers coming in. We are KRRP Radio Show. I'm sorry, WMMG now, home of the KRRP Radio Show. And that's Keeping It Real with Pudgy. That's me, for you who don't know, a.k.a. P-Real. Google me, you know, Thug Line. G-Unit, Real Hot Records Entertainment, Pudgy, P-Real, look it up. I got some tracks out there. My record speaks for itself, but what, you know, for those who don't know, might want to talk slick or something, you know how people do. I'm from the Facebook world, so y'all know I'll be watching and I'll be reading. But anyway, KIRPRadioshow.com. You can hit us up on there. You can hit us up on Twitter at KIRP Radio Show. You can hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/KIRP Radio Show. Or call us at 619-638-8559. Man, I don't know what it is. I ain't gonna give him no free advertisement, but I just had some of those fries from the burger joint that's on every corner. Y'all know who I'm talking about. The Golden McDonald's. You get no free advertisement around here, as I just spill water all over this table. But you get no free advertisement around here. It is what it is. But I keep burping or something, man. So y'all work with me. But here's something that bothered me. I'm gonna read a definition to y'all. I want some opinions on how you guys feel about this. The definition of black as a noun: a black pigment or dye. Say that again. The definition of black as a noun: a black pigment or dye. Okay. Number two, noun: the characteristic color of soot or coal. The characteristic color of soot or coal. That's as a noun. I got one more. A person of a dark-skinned race. And then last but not least, Afro-American. Afro-American. Those are the definitions of black. Read them, look them up, see what it says. I'm curious to know if you guys find a different definition. Man, I got a serious problem with that. I'm sorry. And as a verb, it's blacken. B-L-A-C-K-E-N, blacken. I have a problem with that. And it's weird because, man, I deal with a whole lot of white people. If y'all don't know, I don't discriminate. I got a whole lot of friends. White, blue, Japanese, Asian, Chinese, what people call yellow, green. Man, I might got a Martian friend if one come down here and holler at me. I have a Martian friend. I ain't got no problem with that. I'm like Dave Chappelle. Binion, let's go to Saturn. You know what I'm saying? I got no problem with that. But I got a problem with the definition of black. I don't know if, am I being too picky? Let's go to Solace, man. I got a lot of people who want to talk, and I'm just ignoring people. Let's go to the 919. Caller, you are on the air. I'm sorry, I got a bunch of 919. 7924, caller, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello. Okay, they don't want to talk, and I respect that. They don't want to talk about the nigger and the cracker and all this stuff that I'm talking about here. Let's see if we can find somebody else. Let's go to a 252. 2041, caller, you are on the line with Pudgy. Who's this?
What's up, baby? It's Keisha.
Keisha, what it is?
What it is?
What you think about that definition of black, Keisha? Man, you got, either I don't know your number or you got a million different numbers, but anyway. How you feel about that?
I don't agree with it either. I have a my brother-in-law. His parents are from Sierra Leone, so I can see them considering themselves being African Americans because Sierra Leone is in Africa. But me myself, when it comes to me filling out stuff, I check other. I don't agree with being called African American just like you. I don't believe in saying I'm black because half of us technically are not completely black, if you want to be technical about it. Hello? 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 Hey.
Do you have a garage full of old junk? At least you think it's old junk. How about a storage that you've been paying the bill on for so long and you've just been moving stuff into and you're ready to get rid of it when you look at it all the time? Well, if you do, make sure you contact Faulkner's Antiques before you throw it away. Again, that's Faulkner's Antiques out of Burlington, North Carolina. Faulkner's will pay you top dollar for estates, sterling, old furniture, pottery, signs, old toys, and etc.
Faulkner's Antiques. They specialize in some of the most prolific antiques in this part of Eastern North Carolina or the USA. So make sure you contact Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. Again, that's Wayne Prophet. That's the man you want to talk to at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. And if you get a hold of Wayne, guess what? He'll come to you free of charge. And if you can't get to him at that number, make sure you dial this other number, 336-675-4897. And don't forget, Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques says, don't forget the reason for the season. Messing up in this winter, is the snow just getting on your last daggone nerves? Are you cold and you gotta put on a snuggie in the house? That's not comfortable. No, it's not comfortable. Are you a grown man wearing your wife's footies? Are they pink? You're scared to go check your mailbox with your wife's footies on and as cold as it is inside as it is outside? Well, I'll tell you what you do. If you're looking for a friend, contact Riley Heating and Cooling. If your ductwork needs a facelift, Riley Heating and Cooling will facelift your ductwork. Are you getting the most for your dollar? If you're not, Riley Heating and Cooling will make sure you get the most for your dollar. Ask about their five-point inspection service. They have trained professionals that offers 25 years of experience. To contact Riley Heating and Cooling, call 336-263-5111. Again, that's 336-263-5111, and you'll find a friend at Riley Heating and Cooling.
right, folks, we are back. Sorry about the technical difficulties that we had. We're going to go right back into our caller because we are getting overwhelmed with calls, and I don't know what's going on, but they are getting a lot of snow with our feed and our RSS stream. So we're going to go right back into the caller. And caller, you are on the line.
Okay, you were saying, what do I think about black?
What do you think about the definition of black? Right before we went on the break, folks, I read a definition of black opposed to the African-American option that we normally are called, or black, or and some years ago we were called colored. So I was wondering how you felt about that definition of black. And I'm going to read it again just a second before you go in. And
okay.
And I really want your opinion on how you feel about being called black, and what do you feel about being called African American versus being called color. The definition of black is a black pigment or dye, the characteristic color of soot or coal, a person of a dark-skinned race, and Afro-American. What do you think about that?
I don't agree with it because as black people, we can't really be all called black people because of our skin complexion.
Right.
I mean, our parents may have, you know, I mean, it's really, we just should be Americans. It just should be Americans because I don't check African-American if I go fill out something like for a credit card or something like that. I put other because I know for myself I'm of other descent besides, as they technically call it, African-American or black,
right,
as you want to say. It's not fair. Because you don't see them saying, you know, Caucasian descent. You don't see it. I mean, it says Caucasian, but it doesn't say, you know, Anglo-Saxon. It doesn't say whatever, you know.
Well, some people would say, Keith, some people would look at you and say, well, what do you want to be called? I mean, a lot of people, I've had people ask me, right, how do we approach black people, or how do we approach African-American people, like what offends them or what doesn't offend them? What do you think about that? What would you like to be called? What satisfies you?
Just call me an American because that's what I am. I was born in America. I mean, before we got cut off, as I was saying, my brother-in-law is, his parents are from Sierra Leone.
Right.
So I could see them saying that they're now an African-American.
They're truly African-American, right?
True. Right. But I can't see myself being just called, okay, well, you're African-American, or you're of African-American descent. I don't know that for sure because I traced my line, but I don't know how far it goes back because I stopped. So I can't, you know, don't put me in that category. Just call me an American, not African-American.
Right.
Because,
I hear you.
Like I said, you know, you have light-skinned people, you have brown-skinned people. Look, as I call myself, I mean, joking, I call myself a caramel, my
right.
complexion. But I, you know... It's all different colors, so how could you just go out and say a black person or African-American?
Well, you know what?
Because, like you said, all our ancestors didn't come from Africa.
Go ahead. I don't want to cut you off. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I mean, I don't think everybody originated in Africa. You know, you have people, you know, you look at some of the people that are French, you know, they speak Dutch. Are they considered African-Americans? And they were born, you know, over in that country. So, I mean, it's a catch-22.
Well, it's funny you say that, and I'm glad you mentioned that about the different colors and this and that, because I was curious, like, besides the time that the word color was used and whom it was used by, how would you feel about being called colored? Because you just named several colors, and it sounds like to me, if black won't suit you, and you're not African American, you're definitely not. We're not all a black people. How would colored make you feel if someone came to you? If you heard somebody refer to a black person as that colored girl, how would you feel about that?
Well, it's funny that you asked that. I had a patient of mine die a couple of weeks ago that I worked with her about 2 years ago. And her sister-in-law, she's still stuck in the segregated stage. So she said, oh, you're the little colored girl that used to work with, you know, she said the patient's name. And I just kind of looked at her.
Whoa, that's big.
And I was like, so, you know, and technically, you know, I still had to be professional because and then I had to show respect. And I was like, you know, I said, what could be a color, girl? Am I black, blue, purple, brown, orange? I said, what color am I really? And she said, well, I didn't mean any harm by it, but, you know, you're just a color girl. But I said, but what color am I? How can you call me a color girl? Do I look like a crayon? And she kind of laughed and walked away. But she couldn't answer me. So, I mean, you know, can we be called colors, too? Are we like the rainbows of the crayons, the rainbows of what?
Well, you know what? It's very interesting, man. This is a very interesting topic, and I kind of went off the nigga and the cracker thing that I was going to get onto. And for those of you just logging on, I just let it be known that I'm going to use the word. I'm going to say the word. It's going to come out. Please don't be offended. It is what it is. But if you are, you're on the wrong show. I'm sorry. This is how we get down. This is how we rock. This is KRRP Radio Show, www.krrpradioshow.com, 619-638-8559. Keish, back to you, baby. I'm trying to figure out here. Okay, so we can't. Let me speak for the white people who are not on the show yet or who I don't have on the line yet. So I can't call you black. Because you're not black. Black offends you. And you're not African-American.
No, I mean, well, it doesn't really offend me, but, I mean, it technically, if that's what you have to break it down to that, even though I'm not black. I mean, I'm not trying to sound ignorant saying that because I'm far from ignorant, but I'd rather you just call me black than call me African-American, even though technically I'm not, you know, black like the cold that you referred to or the pigment of my skin is black. But if it all comes down to it, I'd rather you call me that than call me color or call me African American.
I can relate to that and I can dig that, but my only question still remains that you're not black per se by the definition, and you're not African American per se by the definition. But frankly, we are a race of colors.
Right,
when the word color was used, it just so happened to be in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, whatever.
Right.
And I think that a lot of people would accept the word colored if it hadn't been used during those times. Going to another caller, Keish. Stay on the line. This is pretty interesting. Stay on the line just 1 second here.
Okay.
9110, you are on the line. Carla, who is this?
Hi, Pudgy. It's Alicia. How you doing?
Good, Alicia. I have you and Keish on the line at the same time. I want you guys to help me out because I'm really trying to understand what's what. A lot of people get offended by being called African American. A lot of people get offended by being called black, and we're definitely offended by being called colored. So I'm taking this part of the section of this show to help the white people who do not know how to approach us, because I have been asked, and frankly, there's a lot of white people that says, hey, look, I'm sick of being called racist. I don't know what to call you. You get offended when I call you this, that, and the third. So how do I approach you and how do I refer to you? Help us out, Alicia.
I mean, honestly, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes down to being called black, I feel like it depends on how you look at it, your connotation of the word black.
Mm-hmm.
I don't look at black as a negative connotation. So if someone says, you know, well, is Alicia black or white? Well, she's black. I'm not offended. You know, hey, I'm cool with that. Black is not negative to me at all. African American, you know, I haven't traced it all the way back to where my roots come from, Africa. I don't know. Sometimes I check African American. Sometimes I check other. I really don't even sweat that much. Because I know who I am, and I'm confident in who I am. If you say I'm black, if you say I'm African-American, if you say I'm American, one thing's for sure, I know I'm Alicia Ellis. So I'm good with that.
Oh, Alicia, are you white? Because you sound white to me. Are you white?
Nah,
I'm just messing with you. I'm just messing with you. I like what you had to say.
Tweeted, did he take it there? Tweety, he didn't take it there.
He took it there. Who called me
Tweety?
Oh, my God.
Okay, we're going to go back. Sorry, people. This is Keisha from Rogers Bell Bonding.
Uh-oh.
Okay, Keisha. Okay.
Okay.
So listen, ladies, both you ladies, let me ask y'all something right here, right? If you were dating or married to, let's just say dating for the sake of conversation, if you were dating a white man, a young white man, you know he don't have a racist bone in his body, but when he got to his parents, he referred to you as she's black. How would that make you feel? Would that make you feel a certain way by him referring to you as black? Or would you rather him refer to you as African American?
Well, you know, you got to take in consideration. You got to take in consideration how a person is brought up. If he won't brought up to say nothing no more than I'm black, then it's up to me to re-educate him and let him know, okay, let me tell you something. I'm more than just black.
Whoa.
Okay, outside of that, I mean, it is what it is. But at this point, we're in a relationship. All right, we got to get this thing together or it's not going to work. I understand you came from here. I understand I came from there. I can't walk up to you and be like, yeah, this is my cracker boyfriend. Mm-mm, I can't do that. But, you know, we'll call him that, but I can't do that. So, you know, we got to go from there.
What about you, Keish?
She basically took it out of my mouth.
Same thing?
I mean, really, to me, it'll be the same thing. I mean, I wouldn't say cracker because, you know, that ain't something I would say. I knock it because I hear it all the time. It's not even something that I knock. But no, I'm going to let him know, look, okay, you need to break it down to mama. This is what you want to do your parents, that you're going to date me, whether you want to call me black, purple, light skin, green, blue, damn near white, whatever. It don't matter.
Real.
But you're gonna correct me. You're going to come at me correctly. You're not going to come off with no BS and think that I'm going to be okay with it, because if that's the case, you're going to be by yourself.
Wow.
So the thing about it, I don't even discriminate. You know, I don't want nobody thinking I'm racist or anything like that, because I don't have a problem with interracial dating. It don't matter who you are. But you use it, you know. That also goes. You're using the cracker and the nigger. So what do you say to the Hispanics out here? What are you gonna call them, a wetback? Oh, I date a wetback. Oh, I date a ching or chong. You know, or as you call Taliban. Oh, I date an Iranian, but I'm going to call him something else. You know, like you say Taliban, you don't mean anything by it, but, oh, I date a Taliban. You know, come on.
I got to say, in fairness to my white callers out there, and it's KRP Radio Show, 619-638-8559. Hit us up on the web, www.krpradioshow.com. I got to say, in fairness to them, there's a difference being called black, or a difference of being called African American and being called a nigga. Now, if that man had called you, this is my nigga girlfriend, I could see why you could haul off and say, hey, this is my cracker man. But frankly,
this is my honky boyfriend. That's what he is, my honky boyfriend.
But see,
so
frankly,
we're gonna take back to George Jefferson.
Well, hey, I mean, you take it where you may, but frankly, I think as a whole, that's the problem. And to begin with, because people believe that they're in love, or they come into a situation, or they get in love, or you know what I mean, or they get into a relationship and they fall in love, those words should be taken out of the context. I mean, to me, you can't say what's not on your heart. Am I right or am I wrong?
Right, and it's not also what's in your heart. It's also what you were raised up saying. Because I have a white friend that I consider him my brother, and he'll walk up to me or my husband and say, what's up, my nigga? Some people may take offense to that, but I don't, because I know he don't have a racist bone in his body.
Okay, but what if you didn't know him?
But if I didn't know him and I saw, you know, I probably would go, look, hold on, you know, what are you saying? What made you say that? And he'll tell you, I know that the difference between, you know, it's not really that it's a difference. That's a term that we took into saying nigger, or however you want to say it. But he'll tell you that's an ignorant person, and I'm far from ignorant. You know, he'll tell you, I mean, like, my brother-in-law doesn't like to hear him, you know, don't come at him saying that, because he has a problem with it, because not that he's stuck still back in the 50s, 60s, 30s, whatever, everybody just can't accept a white person calling somebody a nigger and not meaning anything by it.
Me personally, I've never heard nigger said in a positive connotation. It's never like, you know, like the word black, you know, with the color black, you know, it's a color. It's a color. God created it. It's a color. Nigger, from the time I've heard it as a child to now, it's always had a negative connotation. So I don't even care to hear it. You know, even now, I slip up sometimes and say it. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know, I kind of bite my tongue a little bit like that. I ain't mean to say that. Because I don't want to walk up to nobody and be like, what's up, my nigga? Or have my kids saying it. No, so you said, that has a negative connotation.
You said you slip up and say it. That means, all right, I tell you what. I want you to hold on. Keish, I'm going to disconnect you. I'm going to pick up another caller. Alicia, right. I want you to hold on. We're going to pick you up right after sports. I got to get my sports, Charlotte Sports Today. We are on the line. Thanks for the call, Keisha. I appreciate it. One love.
Uh-huh. You too.
We are going to Charlotte Sports Today to pick up our correspondent with sports. Alicia, hang on the line. We'll be right back with you. Here we go. Chaz, how you doing, baby?
I'm doing all right. Just listening to this great conversation you got going on here.
Hey, man, we're trying to kill the hate, man. We're trying to kill the hate.
I hear you.
What you got for us in sports, man? I didn't get a chance to read the lineup. Things got behind. We started running real fast, but it's the playoffs, man. And come on, man, I know you got some inside information for me from the NFL, baby. Give me something. Give us something, Chad.
It had to be one of the best weekends in all of in the history of the NFL playoffs in a long, long time. Yesterday you had two great games go down to the wire. With the Saints, the number five seed, and the Seattle Seahawks, number four, and you know, sort of Seattle's just sort of backed their way up into the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
Had a 7-1 record, and everybody thought, you know, here comes the Saints this year; they'll just steamroll over the Seahawks. And what happened was a great game with Seattle moving on. They won it 41-36 over the Saints. Who would ever thought that this team would move on after just backing their way in last weekend playing the Rams? But here they are moving on to play the Chicago Bears next Sunday. It's going to be an interesting game, say the least, for the Seattle Seahawks fans. But they're in it, and that's all you got to do in the playoffs is just keep going on.
Yeah, you got to keep winning. Chaz, Seattle came to the game with the new coach this year, am I right?
Yeah, that's correct. USC Carroll, he came from USC, and, you know, he brought this sort of infectious college mentality of coaching with him, and he ended up winning. So kudos to him, and nobody thought on our show, Charlotte Sports Today, that they would ever make it this far, and they did. And you had the other game, New York Jets versus the Indianapolis Colts. The Jets are my team. They came in the sixth seed. And I'm not a very big fan of watching the games. I always end up pacing my living room, and they almost gave me a heart attack, but they ended up winning yesterday again, 17-16.
Nice.
They're on their way. They'll play the New England Patriots next Sunday.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that game.
Yeah, both of the AFC divisional games for next weekend are rematches. Baltimore ended up winning over Kansas City 30-7, and the late game that just wrapped up about an hour and a half ago. Michael Vick lost to the Green Bay Packers 21-16. So all the Vick fans sort of have to wait another year to see if he pulls off another miracle. But he had a great season, sort of redeemed himself over the last couple of years, and now he made his way into the playoffs, but however, just didn't get past the Green Bay Packers. And the Green Bay Packers play the Atlanta Falcons next Saturday.
Wow, that should be a very interesting game without Brett Favre this year.
Without Aaron Rodgers, put up some good numbers. There should be some two great matchups. The NFC side on the divisional, they have Green Bay Packers, Atlanta Falcons. Like I said, the Seattle Seahawks versus Chicago Bears. Chicago is playing pretty tough with their defense, so we'll see if those guys can get it done and see if they can move on to the championship game.
Wow, I don't know what do you think about the changing of all the losses that Peyton Manning and co. had throughout the season. I mean, they lost a lot of key elements to their game, and it's really changed the way they've been playing football. What do you think about that, Chad?
You know, it's just one of those things. How much time does Peyton Manning have left? He came in the league back in 98. You know, he's still a great player. Will he be able to? It's 12th season, if I'm correct on my arithmetic. It's now going to be his 12th season. How much more time do he have left? I think he's up there getting around 30. 31 years old or something like that. You don't want to say he's over the top because we've seen, you know, Brett Favre, the Iron Man, go to play to 40 years old. But when will everything start? Are they able to keep rebuilding these teams year after year? They're able to get in the playoffs. But do they have enough nuggets to keep going further on down the road. So that's the thing that's going to happen with him, and the sort of thing that's going to happen with Drew Brees. Are these guys going to be able to put together more teams and just continue winning, or are we going to see them maybe get into the playoffs and go out? Jacksonville gave them a great stretch there, a great run for their money. It came down to, I believe, the final, if not the final week in the season, maybe the final 2 weeks in the season, that they had to fight for the spot. You know, Jacksonville's coming up. Tennessee, the Houston Texans are continuing to improve. So we'll see what happens to them. So, we've covered them essentially on the show, Charlotte Sports, today. But it's you know, there's going to be some new blood that's going to get into the playoffs, some new blood that we'll see make it next year. So it's going to be maybe a little tougher.
Man, speaking of next year, and let me interrupt for a second. Speaking of next year, it seems that my Carolina, please give us some insight on my Carolina Panthers. Where my round of applause at in here? My Carolina Panthers, that's right. Give me some insight on my boys.
What's your coaching resume like for have you maybe tried to apply? You know, they're going for the coordinator route. I don't want to say they're going budget mode. I don't want to say they're going young mode, but that's sort of been their whole mentality with the owner, Jerry Richardson, and the GM, Marty Mortenwig. They're going to be looking for some young coaches. They're always young on their talent-wise. They always go to the draft, and hopefully these players can gel over the season.
Right.
But it's going to be interesting to see who they find to maybe be a coach for the Panthers. I haven't checked up to see who the newest person is to be a coach, but they don't go for big names as far as coaching. They always try to get a coordinator, maybe get an assistant coach, and then build after that.
Right. Well, you're the only inside scoop that I have over there at the NFL side of things, so I definitely have to tap your brain on things on that. But what do you think about draft pick? Are we going to get Mr. Cam Newton, baby? Tell me we are.
I wonder if that's what they're going to do as far as. Of course, Andrew Luck's not coming out of the draft. He said that last week. Now his coach Jim Harbaugh is going to the 49ers. So I would think Cam Newton would be an exciting guy to get. He would sort of be more of a Vic-esque type player. That's my sort of thinking about what they're going to do. But it's sort of hard to say after you put so much stock into Andrew Luck. Now he's not coming out.
Yeah.
Do they keep the young guy, the young quarterback who's just now escaped my mind? But I can't even think of his name right now. The guy from Notre Dame, Jimmy Clausen. Yeah, he left my mind there for a quick second. But I wonder, do you keep Jimmy Clausen because it sometimes didn't seem like the maturity or the ability to read the routes was there. So that's going to be something they have to work on this offseason. If it turn into an extended offseason with the new rhetoric coming out about the lockout.
Sure.
But it's going to be interesting to see what they do.
Well, since you're on the NFL side of things, is the NFL going to lock out, Chad?
It seemed like there was a little time that they seemed like they were coming together. Now, after Jerry Richardson had his little speech, I believe it was early last week or the week before, and he seemed to, like, draw a hard line. And after he drew that hard line again, it seemed to firm up that the talks weren't getting any closer. So we've got to wait till I think maybe the commissioner, Mr. Goodell, wanted to have something done before the Super Bowl next month, but it seems like they're going to just listen to the wind, and it will just be the contract will expire in March. So it's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen with that. It's not looking good this past week, but, you know, things may turn.
Yeah. Anything happening on the local section of sports in your area, Chaz, that you want to talk about?
One quick couple of things. These two sports, you can play them anytime, but coming up in January 20th, there's a thing down here called Fight Not for the Kids. I'll be down here in one of the local hotels. It's a great boxing event that some of the people down here put together. It's a black tie affair, so if you're into boxing, it's still going hard down here in the Carolinas. So that's something that should be interesting to people. And also coming up January 29th, if anybody's in MMA down here at the down here in Charlotte, there's going to be some MMA fights. A lot of good fighters up here. I believe there's about four belts on the line here. They've got some great guys. So if anybody's interested in watching some of these local MMA guys come up through, and you never know when you might see them again, UFC and maybe the WEC later on. So if anybody's interested in seeing that, there's some great fight action going on around here. That's something that never goes away, no matter what time of year it is. So.
Hey, it seems like they're losing their momentum in the MMA, or is it just me? Am I not paying attention? But it seems like the momentum that they had at one point is kind of diminishing a little bit.
It's sort of a seasonal thing. You know, this time of year, everybody's geeked up with football. Then after football goes away, then it turns, in my estimation, to college basketball. Then you have the big March Madness. Then if you're into the NBA or watching the baseball start up, there's 100-and-something games in baseball. Then there's, you know, you got to wait till around May, June to the NBA playoffs. So to me, all this stuff has seasons, and MMA sort of has their season in the summertime. That's not to say, you know, MMA fight and MMA bouts go on all year long because they're indoors. But I think their time to capitalize on a lot of hype is during the spring, summer season.
Gotcha. Well, Mr. Chaz, I really appreciate you taking your extremely important time away from your schedule, especially on a Sunday and on NFL playoff day. So I really appreciate you coming through.
It's Snowmageddon that's getting ready to come down, so I got to go by the store and stock up on my bread and milk.
Oh, yeah, let me ask you about that, man. Being that you said that, what do you think? What's your theory on all these birds and fish and all this stuff that's dying here? What do you think about that?
I wonder if it's a governmental thing. I wonder, you know, if it's just some, not to be like conspiracy theorists, I wonder if it's like an actual government experiment. You know, they got death rays and heat rays and everything else they made for the Middle East. I wonder if it's like a government experiment. You know, they just wanted to test it out on the birds. It's New Year's time. You can do it at dark with all the fireworks and stuff going on. Nobody's going to know, and then you can start blaming all the other stuff. But I wonder if it's like a government stuff.
Well, a lot of people are saying that this is Revelations at its best. Here we go. It's about to go down. And, folks, I'm not saying this like to try to make a mockery, because I do believe now. I do believe. Trust me, I believe. I believe in Christ, and that's just my religion, okay? But I don't know. I mean, so I thought I might ask an expert. I mean, I know you're not an expert in theology. But, you know, a sports expert is good enough for me. I watch sports all day long. So, you got any shout-outs? Chaz, it's something we do with all our callers, and I sure forgot to do this for Keisha, but I think she did get a bell bonding thing in there. But you got any shout-outs you want to name, or let them know where you're calling from?
You know, shout-out to Keisha just in case I need the bell bondsman coming out.
Hey, man, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for everything you do, and I will see you soon, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Great show, man.
Thanks.
Do you have a garage full of old junk? At least you think it's old junk. How about a storage that you've been paying the bill on for so long and you've just been moving stuff into and you're ready to get rid of it when you look at it all the time? Well, if you do, make sure you contact Faulkner's Antiques before you throw it away. Again, that's Faulkner's Antiques out of Burlington, North Carolina. Faulkner's will pay you top dollar for estates, sterling, old furniture, pottery, signs, old toys, and etc. Faulkner's Antiques, they specialize in some of the most prolific antiques in this part of Eastern North Carolina or the USA. So make sure you contact Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. Again, that's Wayne Prophet. That's the man you want to talk to at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. And if you get a hold of Wayne, guess what? He'll come to you free of charge. And if you can't get to him at that number, make sure you dial this other number, 336-675-4897. And don't forget, Wayne Coppett at Faulkner's Antiques says, don't forget the reason for the season.
So check it out, check it out. We are WMMG, home of the KIRP radio show, and I am Bizzak. This is the host, Pudgy. Y'all might know me as Al Tariq. You might know me as P-Real. It is what it is. I appreciate everybody logging on. I appreciate you guys calling. Shout out to my mama-in-law. What's up, Maxine, baby? Mwah! Big kisses to you. I hope you're enjoying the show. Had to give you a shout out because, you know, I love you so much. You know, it is what it is. Shout out to my little nephew, Zay Zay. And shout out to my nephew that's coming, little Jamal Jr., Jamal Rowe Jr. Shout out to you. I know you're not here yet, but, you know, you will be here. So got to give a shout out to you, son. You know, it's all love. I'll be down in Wilson, North Carolina on the 15th, but briefly because I have to get to the RNC for a vote. And we are supporting Tim Johnson for vice chair. I'm sorry, Tim Johnson is vice chair. We are supporting Tim Johnson for chair. So I hope that all you Republicans out there, and I know I'm not going to get on the Democrat-Republican thing today because I get so much hate mail about that, but if I were to really break some stuff down to y'all, y'all would think differently. But anyway, all you Republicans out there, even if you're a Democrat, write a letter, go on Facebook, post it. I challenge everybody to post to their page, Timothy Johnson for chair of the Republican Party of North Carolina. Tim Johnson, don't forget that. That's a very positive and intellectual and talented Dr. Tim Johnson. This is a great guy. He's somebody that you guys want, that you would want in a leadership position. He's definitely somebody that you want in a leadership position. But since we just did sports, I still got to read over what we got for sports because, you know, that's just what we do, man. We got to pay some bills and, you know, our sponsors, man, they want us to do things right. So we got to make sure we keep getting paid. Tomorrow, actually tonight, if anybody want to donate anything to WMMG, it's specifically the KIRP radio show. You know, I'm taking pennies, dimes, quarters, nickels. I take lint. I take your piggy bank savings or whatever you got. Log on to KIRPradioshow.com. Click the PayPal button at the bottom and make sure you donate a dime, a nickel, a quarter. A dime is not going to hurt everybody, man. Come on, we got to do something to keep this show going, and we don't want to see it go away, do we? Do we? No? Do we? Nobody don't want to see this go away. Where else will you get conversation like this where you can speak this freely? Nowhere. Sports, let's get it. Starting off in the NBA, the Minnesota Timberwolves right now, there's 9 seconds left in the game. Minnesota Timberwolves 94, San Antonio Spurs 94, Minnesota Timberwolves 91. They are down by 3, 9 seconds, and they have the ball. Mr. Love, 18 points and 17 rebounds as he gives it to Tim Duncan, who only had 5 points on the day. That's five. That is a shutdown. Mr. Love is getting busy. That's the man who sent me a text and said, hey, I am playing for Minnesota, and I am getting busy. And ever since then, I ain't going to say it's me because at first I was like, hey, who played for Minnesota? But clearly, that man plays for Minnesota, and that man is right now the leading scorer in the NBA, I believe. Sorry, the leading rebounder in the NBA. So shout out to Kevin Love, 18 points, 17 rebounds. The Spurs, it looks like they won the game, 94-91. I just wanted to stay there and waste some time until I got the final score. In Charlotte, well, I guess it's not in Charlotte anymore. In New Orleans, the Hornets are up 13 on the Nuggets. Nuggets have 8. The Knicks and the Lakers play tonight for anybody who's looking for some late NBA action. 9:30 p.m. Do not cut off my show to go watch that game. Catch it in the second quarter. The game starts at 9:30, and I'm over at 10. So Knicks and the Lakers tonight. In L.A., it's going to be a blockbuster. It's going to be a good game. Hope Kobe can redeem himself because it looks kind of bad right now. Phoenix Suns 54, Cavaliers 52. The Miami Heat, first quarter, they have 8. The Trailblazers have 10. The Sacramento Kings loses to the Raptors 118-112. Now, again, I know I said this before, but who plays for the Kings now? It's like ever since Chris Webber, I don't know. I don't know who plays for the Kings. We just Nobody keep up with the Kings anymore, but to the NFL, we're going to talk about what Mr. Chaz from Charlotte Sports Today just dropped us off, and we're just going to run over the scores. The Baltimore Ravens 30, Kansas City Chiefs 7 as they advance to the playoffs. The Packers 21, the Eagles 16. It's my man, my vote for MVP, Mike Vick, loses 16-21 in a valiant effort. 20 for 36, 292 yards, one touchdown, as Rodgers was 18 for 27, 180 yards, and three touchdowns. Moving on, the Saints loses to the Seattle Seahawks. That's right, the New Orleans Saints takes that L. They are out. The Seahawks, 41, Saints, 36, Breeze, 39 for 60. The man threw the ball 60 times. His arm has got to be about to fall off. 39 for 60, 404 yards, two touchdowns, as Hasselbeck was 22 for 35, 272 yards, four touchdowns on the day. That man got busy. But what won the game was Lynch. 19 carries, 131 yards, and a touchdown. Anytime you're passing like that and you're running like that, it's an L for the opponent. The Jets, 17, beat up on Peyton Manning and the Colts, 16. 17 to 16, and they barely got by. But they got by. Mark Sanchez is 18 for 31, 189 yards on his poor attack on the day. Looks like the defense got busy. LaDainian Tomlinson, 16 carries, 82 yards, and two touchdowns as he got down on the ground. Manning, 18 for 26, 225 yards, one touchdown, as Peyton Manning is out of the playoffs for the first time in, what is it, 6 years? I think it's 6 years. Anyway, we're going to go back to the topic and part three of Responsibility for Educated and Procrastinating Dummies 101. And the reason I call it that is solely because we have a social responsibility to take care of our kids and educate them and stop procrastinating about it so they will not be dummies. You understand that? That's our social responsibility. That's our responsibility as parents. That's our responsibility as grown folks, grown men, grown women. That's just what we should do. I introduced a new item that should be added to the food chart, and I felt like that is education. I think that education is being left off the food chart. We are concentrating on getting bread and fruit and yogurt and milk and meat. And we got all those groups. We got everything we need on the food chart, and even exercise has been added. But it's one thing that we left off, and that was education. So if you got anything to say about that, hit us up on the Facebook page at facebook.com/KRRP Radio Show. You can call for your radio listeners since you're getting a delayed broadcast. You can call 619-638-8559. And if you're online, log on to www.KRRPRadioshow and just click the button that says listen to the show. Somebody come on here and tell me what they think. We're going to go back to what seems to be the highlight, and I already know we're going to have to do a part two to this because most of the professional people that I invited were scared. They didn't come to the conversation. And all you people that I invited, I'm sending you guys a tape of this show. Taliban, make sure you make a note of that. We're going to make sure you get a note of this show because we want to know what in the world you guys think about the words nigga and the word cracker. Going back to Alicia. Alicia, I know you've been on hold forever, but we're going back to Alicia. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, Alicia. I'm trying to lift this thing in the bud, and it's kind of crazy. I feel kind of crazy right now because we're talking about the words nigga and the word cracker, and I just feel like I'm not getting what I'm looking for. You understand what I'm saying? Like, people are making such a big deal about these words and this language, and personally, I do think it's a big deal. And the reason I think it's a big deal because I think it's a blockade. I think it's in the way of us preparing our kids for the future, preparing ourselves for the future, or preparing ourselves for today in the current form. And it keeps the eye off the ball. It keeps our eyes involved in all these this racial tension and all the problems that we have between the races and the money sector, the private sector of things, while the government are doing pretty much what they want to do. The deficit is high as it's ever been. The healthcare bill was passed, and it didn't look like it was really what we were looking for. There was so much pork or so many backhand deals in this healthcare plan that we can't even decipher through it. I forget how many pages it is long. Shout out to Jerry Grimes. This one man that read the whole thing from what I understand. So shout out to Jerry Grimes. If you guys see him on Facebook, Adam. Jerry Grimes, he was actually the candidate running against GK Butterfield in the district. So, Alicia, what do you think about the word, just the content of the word nigga and cracker in the public form? If you hear it in the public form, how does it make you feel, and why does it make you feel that way?
Well, when it comes down to, you know, to our people saying the word nigga, you know, you have your group of people that just don't tolerate it. They don't tolerate hearing it. They don't want to tolerate, you know, being around people that say it or saying it with them. And then at the same time, you have those group of people that justify saying it. You know, they say it's because, they say it's because, you know, that's our word and we ain't going to let the white man take it from us. Okay, if you want to look at it like that, okay, that's you. And then, you know, there are people like me that look at it like this. When we continue to say the word nigga,
right,
we're furthering what the white man has started. We're continuing on that progress without them having to do it. And then we want to, you know, get mad because they said to us, well, it never was supposed to be said. It was never to be said, but we say it to each other. Huh?
The word was never to be said, period, you're saying, at all.
Right. It was never supposed to be said. We were never supposed to be called niggas. That's not who we are. I don't believe that's who we are. But we've adopted the name. We, you know, some of us adopted the name just because we, you know, say it amongst our peers.
Right.
I personally, you know, I don't care for it. I don't care for it because I understand that I'm around children. I'm around my children. I'm around other children. I don't want them to think it's okay to say it. You know, that's one thing I'm trying to, you know, try to be mindful of.
Right.
But, you know, I can't speak for everybody else in the world.
Man, I'll tell you what, it's interesting because a lot of people, okay, we know where the word comes from, and we know, really, it's not even a word, it's slang. You understand what I'm saying? It's slang, and it became a word. It was used as something horrible. It was like somebody sat and thought about the worst thing that we could call black people, and they came up with the word nigger, while the word cracker comes from the term whip cracker. You understand what I'm saying? Actually, a slave master that had a whip, and he was a whip cracker, so they called him cracker. Where today, I don't believe in either one of the words, personally. I use the word nigga, I use the term nigga as a habit, and I'll be honest, sometimes in certain situations, I feel bad when I use the word. I'm like, man, maybe I shouldn't have used that. You understand what I'm saying? But also, in certain groups, I feel comfortable saying the word. Because I can only relate to it one way. I can't relate to it in a negative way, but I'm smart enough to understand why people relate to it for what it was meant to be. You know what I mean? So in order not to offend people, I try not to use the word as much as possible. But on one hand, Alicia, you have white people who come to the conversation now, and they don't want to be called racist, but they're trying to show you the same love that I show you as a black man. They're trying to show you the same love as a white man, and they may be cool with you. So let me ask you, Alicia, the minute a white man calls you, if you accept the word, first of all, the minute a white homie calls you, what's up, my nigga? Doesn't that still make you just feel different, though?
Yeah, it makes me feel different. And if it makes me feel too different, I go ahead and let them know, you know, that does not validate, you know, our friendship, who we are to each other. Just because you said, what's up, my nigga, that does not make us closer than what we would have been if you would have said, what's up, Alicia? What's up, Tweety? What's up? You know what I'm saying? So you don't even have to take it to that extreme with me. You can really, like, tone it down. If it's somebody you just going to be around for that moment, you know, it's up to you to enlighten right then. It's up to you to feel like you're obligated to say, you know what, hey, you don't have to really take it to that measure. But if it's somebody you're going to be around regularly, you might want to let them know, or you're going to be tight quite often.
Mm.
That's if it bothers you. If it don't bother you, then, hey, whatever. But if it bothers you, because it will bother me, you know, you white, we cool, we get down. I don't really feel, you know, like hearing you say, what's up, my nigga?
Well, would you feel comfortable telling a black person that approached you in that way? Or do you feel like it's not something that's needed?
No, I would feel comfortable. I don't have a problem. You know, there are a lot of females that take pride in being called. I don't know if you have cussing on your radio or not, but
go ahead. It's the, you can say it on the air. We can we'll get it on the you got that. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, but you know, you got females that take pride in being called the baddest bitch. Well, bitch has always had a negative connotation to me as well, so I don't want to be called it either. You know, but at the same time, you find yourself around so many females that take pride in it that you'll be all day saying, "Stop calling me a B. Stop calling me a B." You know, so you got to choose your battles, choose your arguments, choose your people you're going to be around, and then you know, are you going to be that light to stand out, or are you going to be, you know, twiddling in with the crowd? You know, so it's on you.
Wow. Alicia, thanks for your comments, man. I appreciate it. As always, it's all love on this side. What's your favorite radio show?
Your radio show, Pudgy. Your radio show, always.
Thank you. Your love.
All right.
So, like Alicia said, I mean, it's something in the people that you deal with. It's something you have to do so far as approaching people or letting people approach you. It's a constant reminder, I guess, on one hand, but then on the other hand, it's a way of life that people will do. Let me go to another caller. Caller, you on the line. Who's this? 8244, you on the line.
Hey, what's good? This is Kevin. Frederick Douglass.
Mr. Daniels, how you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. How you?
Mr. President, I'm doing well tonight, Mr. President. Are we going on the 15th? Who are we going to vote for, Mr. President?
Tim Johnson. That's the only choice.
Absolutely, sir. It was. How do you feel about what we're talking about today, the terms nigga and the term cracker? Because you being a political figure yourself and being a man, I call you Mr. President because you do so much. Like, you're always on the go like the president, so I call you Mr. President alongside you being the president of the Frederick Douglass Foundation of North Carolina. So with you being on
the
go.
And you the Renaissance man, because I'm trying to keep up with you.
I appreciate that. I like that term too. I think I'm going to get some shirts if I can ever get the KRP shirts to come in. But anyway, how do you feel about the topic of today? First of all, I want to backtrack with you, because you have an educational institution yourself. What do you feel about? I think the food chain should be revamped. I'm thinking that education should be the first part, the first factor at the bottom of the food chain, that they should change the social studies books, change the health books. I'm sorry, social studies books. I'm all wrong, but put them in there too. Change the health books and put education at the bottom of that so people can understand how important education is, because today we are neglecting our education. We are neglecting our children. We're neglecting ourselves. We do not choose to be an educated people. We'll eat first rather than go to school and get your knowledge. And I don't agree with that. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think education should come before everything, because I remember at the outset of your show, you talked about in the food chart, you know, people want to exercise first, but you have to, before you exercise, you have to educate yourself on what you need, on how you need to exercise. Because why are you just going to go sit up underneath a bench with 300 pounds on it and you can't lift that? Or,
absolutely.
Or if your body needs you have to go through cardio first or some type of stretching exercise, you have to educate yourself on what type of workout you need before you go to the gym. You have to consult with somebody. That's a form of educating. So I think that before you do anything, you have to educate yourself before you actually do it.
That's exactly right. I agree with you.
You know, we both Christians, you know, and the Bible says, for the lack of knowledge, my people perish. So if you don't educate yourself in anything, you're not just going to jump up on the job. If you get a job, you're not just going to start working. You have to go through some form of orientation. That's your education before you start working on that job.
Right.
So I think education comes before you do anything.
That's powerful. And you know, that's what I stand for. So I challenge to everybody who's listening. I'm sorry, I got to give my call letters. WMMG, home of the KRP radio show. 613-638-8559 is the number to call in. That's 619-638-8559, krpradioshow.com. You can hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, blog, Look, just Google us. KRP Radio Show, Keeping It Real with Pudgy. You are on the line. We got Mr. Kevin Dales, president of the Frederick Douglass Foundation. Look him up, TFDFNC. Is that right, sir?
FDFNC.org.
.org. TFDFNC.org. Look him up. There's some very positive information on there. For you people who don't know who was who helped. Man, I ain't going to get into it. For you guys who don't know what Democrats stand for and what Republicans stand for, get on that site, order one of those calendars like I did. I got it right in here beside me. This is the most, you guys always ordering these new calendars and these swimsuit calendars and sports center calendars and this, that, and the other. I don't mean to go off on a whole different rant, but order one of these calendars. I think they're $10. I don't know what we spent for them. We got two. Order one of those calendars and read those black history facts that are on that calendar, and you will be shocked. I promise you, none of you guys would have learned this in school. I guarantee you nobody learned this in school because it blew my mind. Back to the topic of the conversation. Mr. Daniel,
well,
that's
education. You talking about education. That's what that calendar does. It's an educational piece.
Well, I don't know if you heard me, but I just said, Mr. Daniels, my nigga. What up?
Yeah, I heard, and look, I wasn't offended at all.
Right?
You know, because it's when you look at those two words, nigga and nigger, you know,
right?
You look at, for one, they're spelled differently. You know, number two is they mean two different things.
Well, hold on.
If you look at what,
hold on 1 second now, because here's something, and hold that thought, because here's something that we hear all the most. A lot of people say, and I've heard it more times than I can count on my fingers and corn cheese cold toes. Man, I've always heard that they're the same word no matter how you spell them. It's just the ending that's changed. Nigger is nigga. Actually, one of my listeners wrote a letter and said that last week. She said it's still nigga. And she was clearly a racist. But she said either way you look at it, it's still that same nigga that she called a nigga. And you just said if you spell it, how is the spelling of that word make it mean something different? I understand where you're coming from, but I think the people need to know that once you change the spelling to something, what happens, Kevin?
You change the spelling, it changes the definition. Like if you look at the word prophet, it sounds the same, but it's spelled differently, which changes the meaning of it. You have P-R-O-F-I-T means to gain something financially or to gain something, to benefit from something. But if you change the spelling and spell it P-R-O-P-H-E-T, that's something that means that somebody can foretell something or a mouthpiece for God. So when you, even though it sounds the same, you're changing the spelling, which changes the meaning of it.
Right.
That's the way I look at it. You know, but I still, you know, me, I'm, because of what I do, I have to be politically correct instead of politically direct.
Sure.
Because I'm aware that, you know, that term might offend some people. So I just won't use it. You know, that's my thing. You know, because we talk about the Bible a lot, biblical references.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bible goes on to talk about if I'm doing something that offends my brother, then I don't need to do it. So if I'm out in public or out around certain people, and I can't walk around and use that word because it offends my brother. So if it offends my brother, I don't need to do it.
Mm.
So I step away from it. I step away from using that word in most of the settings that I'm in. But you know, the word nigger, E-R, you know, the definition means an ignorant person. That's what they were calling us back in the day. We were ignorant people. So they tend to use that word as it being offensive. But the way we use it today, nigga, N-I-G-G-A, it's a term of endearment, a term of affection, you know, depending on how you use it and in what context you use it in.
Right.
You know, so that, to me, in my opinion, that they're different. You know, they're different. But then you have a lot of older people. You know, then there's a different perception on that word based upon the age. You know, you have a lot of older people that went through the Jim Crow era, the Civil Rights era, the segregation era, where they were called niggas and coons and all of that, where that term was used as offensive, as they calling you an ignorant person or putting you down. But now people like us, 30 years old and down, you know, we use that term so loosely as a term of affection. You know, so I mean, I think that the word, they sound the same, two different spellings, two different meanings. But, you know, like I said before, if it offends my brother, I won't use it.
Right. A lot of people from another race or from different backgrounds, I'm sure they're very slow to use that word. And like I said before, I've been in the store, and man, I see the screen is lit up, man. We must have rung a bell, but I'll call as I get to you guys in just a second. But I've been in the store, and you know, I rap, and I'm always meeting different people, man, that like my music or has listened to my music before. So there's a white kid on the aisle, and there was another white kid coming up the aisle, and he was like, "What's up, my nigga? Yo, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah." So I turned around, and I was about to greet him, like, "What's up?" But he was talking to another white kid. So it's interesting to see two people that's not from the background of the negative term of the word nigga greet each other in that way. So to me, that changes the language again. I don't know how someone whom feels negative about the term nigga would feel, but I'll say this, with saying that, I'll say this. And Kev, you can elaborate, I don't know, but I've never heard of white people referring to themselves as crackers, not meaning it on a term of endearment. And I know that they come from two different walks of life and they stand for two different things, but I've never heard of any of my white friends refer to each other as that on the low or in their circle or us in the circle together.
I haven't either. And you know, and part of that word nigga, I think it's attached a lot to the culture. You know, what with those kids that said that, how were they dressed? What did they look like? You see what I'm saying? So
right.
they probably embraced our culture, the hip hop culture, which is the most influential culture out there right now. If you got
Absolutely.
President Obama got talking about Lil Wayne and got all of these guys in his iPod, and Bill Clinton talking about he gave Lil Wayne a piece of advice so he don't go back to jail, and Oprah Winfrey up in Marcy Projects with Jigga, and you see what I'm saying? So hip hop, you know, and like we talked about before with the Kia commercial with the little rats in it.
Yeah.
Listening to Black Sheep, hip-hop culture is immersed in everything. So if these kids are listening to rap music, and I mean, I can't really find a rapper that doesn't use the word nigga, you know, in their music. You know, so, I mean, part of it is a cultural thing. It's accepted more. It's widely accepted by blacks, whites, because white people spend more money on rap music than we do. We bootleg it quick in a heartbeat. But, you know, they'll spend more money buying the albums, downloading the songs. So they're exposed to it too. So it's just part of accepting and embracing part of the culture, you're going to start using the terminology that culture that you embrace uses.
Wow. KRP Radio, www.krpradioshow.com, WMMG. This is home of the KRP Radio Show, 619-638-8559. Mr. Daniels, I appreciate you calling, my brother. As always,
all right, man,
best of prosperous days. All right.
All right, man, be easy.
Thank you. So I got a bunch of callers up here, and we're going to get to some of these callers here in a second, but I have to say this, you guys. Tying the two together is the reason I had both these topics on this show, one being education, and I think there's a question of, are we miseducating our kids because they're still using the word nigga? Is it now that we should do something different? Is it now that we should say something different? I'm going to go to a commercial, and I'm going to take a few callers here in just a second. We are KRP Radio Show, home of the Keeping It Real with Pudgy.
Messing up in this winter. Is the snow just getting on your last daggone nerves? Are you cold and you got to put on a snuggie in the house? That's not comfortable. No, it's not comfortable. Are you a grown man wearing your wife's footies? Are they pink? You scared to go check your mailbox with your wife's footies on and as cold as it is inside as it is outside? Well, I'll tell you what you do. If you're looking for a friend, contact Riley Heating and Cooling. If your ductwork needs a facelift, Riley Heating and Cooley will facelift your ductwork. Are you getting the most for your dollar? If you're not, Riley Heating and Cooling will make sure you get the most for your dollar. Ask about their five-point inspection service. They have trained professionals that offers 25 years of experience. To contact Riley Heating and Cooling, call 336-263-5111. Again, that's 336-263-5111, and you'll find a friend at Riley Heating and Cooling. Have a garage full of old junk? At least you think it's old junk. How about a storage that you've been paying the bill on for so long and you've just been moving stuff into and you're ready to get rid of it when you look at it all the time? Well, if you do, make sure you contact Faulkner's Antiques before you throw it away. Again, that's Faulkner's Antiques out of Burlington, North Carolina. Faulkner's will pay you top dollar for estates, sterling, old furniture, pottery, signs, old toys, and etc. Faulkner's Antiques, they specialize in some of the most prolific antiques in this part of Eastern North Carolina or the USA. So make sure you contact Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. Again, that's Wayne Prophet. That's the man you want to talk to at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. And if you get a hold of Wayne, guess what? He'll come to you free of charge. And if you can't get to him at that number, make sure you dial this other number, 336-675-4897. And don't forget, Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques says, don't forget the reason for the season.
So we are back, KLRP Radio Show. I'm your host, Pudgy. Also giving a shout out to everybody that's listening on there, WMMG, 560 AM, Washington, and Washington, D.C., which is a station we'll be losing since I now have my own call letters, which is WMMG. Let me get a round of applause. Yeah, we good with that. And also 101.3 in the Triad. Shouts out to everybody who's listening on there. The topic of the conversation is, this is actually part three of Responsibility for Educated and Procrastinating Dummies 101, because I feel like we should be responsible for the education of our children and stop procrastinating because we are becoming, or they are becoming, dummies. I was going to take a few callers. Time is running short. You know, we have about 10 minutes left, so I just wanted to say this before I take a call, and I really want everybody to understand the reason I did this show. And for everybody who's listening this week, I want you to make sure you come back next Sunday, same time, same place, 8 p.m., and we're going to do it all over again. We're going to talk about it all over again. We're going to talk about the topic, and I have a few more professionals that I invited to the conversation that apparently didn't or did not want to make it today. Whatever it is, I don't know, don't care, and they're invited again. So I'll go back and I'll invite them again, and I will have a special guest next time. I should have had a guest this time, but I thought we would do it a whole different way. So check it out. Tying the two together, talking about education and talking about the N-word or the C-word, I don't believe that we are miseducating our children when it comes to the fact of using the N-word or using the C-word. I'm sorry. I can't even be politically correct right now because I'm on the radio and this is my show. So I don't think we're miseducating our kids on using the word nigga and the word cracker. What I think we are doing, I think we're poisoning our kids by using the word nigga and using the word cracker. See, personally, I don't have a problem with it because I'm from that walk of life. But guess what? My children are from that walk of life. Your children are from that walk of life, for the most part. The word today means something totally different than what it meant back then. See, we argue the point that nigger is a term of endearment versus nigger, which was not a term of endearment. We argue the fact that we took that word, black people has taken that word, and now it means something positive. What positive? I don't know. But now we live off the fact that we've taken that word and now it means something positive. That was my generation and the generation before me and the generation before, or half of the generation before them. We all took that word and we grabbed it and we made it this and we made it that. But since then, so much different slang has come out, so many other words, and there are so many more words that you could use to associate with your brothers and sisters, cousins and homies and homegirls or whatever you want to call them, friends or whatever, and associates. We use the word nigga as a black people as a term of endearment today, but I feel like with the younger generation, that we owe them much better than that. I think that we should take that first part of the pyramid that I was talking about and apply it to us as well as apply it to our children and be educated on the responsibilities of how we live today. It's a catch-22 because so many people are still using the word nigga and so many people are still using the word cracker, and you really don't know someone's heart when they're using that word. You can't even look at a white person and say they're talking about me in a negative tone anymore. Now, a lot of people say, hey, once the ER comes on, they mean something different, and they do. Anytime someone uses the word nigger, they're saying something totally different because when you change the words of when you change the letters of any word, truthfully, you change the definition of it. There's no way they can mean the same thing. No way they can mean the same thing. But with all that said, whether you're using the word or not, I think we owe better to our kids. I don't think that they should have to be reminded of that. Learn about it, yes. Read about it, yes. Educate themselves about it, yes. Understand where it comes from, yes. But I think we owe our children better than that. Than to remain teaching them the same words that once hurt us, or that once hurt my mother's mother, or my dad's dad. You understand where I'm coming from? Or some of you callers that's on the line, that's on the show. It's totally different. You know, the kids are growing up in a different world today. Today they're growing up in a society where anything goes, and that's bad enough as there is. We need to educate our children more. And social responsibility, and I'm just going down the line of things that, you know, topics of the show. We need to educate our children more in money. They need to be taught the value of the dollar. They need to be taught what a true household is and how a true household should be run, or how a true household should feel. They need understanding on how to act in a society. And we're not giving them that, folks. We are not giving our kids that. Instead, we use our time and we go on Facebook, as well as myself. We use our time to go to Facebook and we talk about what we're doing on Facebook and how many moves we're making and, you know, what we cook for dinner and what we got to do tomorrow. And we're on there for countless amount of hours and we're wasting time when we should be on there. Maybe even talking to some of the youth that's on there. If you're going to be on there, let's do something positive. I'm not saying take your time and waste some of your own time, you know, take some of your time to relax. I'm not trying to take away from that. Not at all. But I'm also here to tell you that kids don't know about savings. They don't know about investment. A lot of kids don't know about 401k and the advantages of it. They don't know about those things. They don't know what it means to study. A lot of kids don't even know how to study. These are things that we should have to teach. We have to practice and maintain these, what we need to do on a regular basis. Until we change our way of thought, until we change those food groups and that food pyramid, we won't do it. We can't leave it up to the school system to do. They got enough on their hands already. You know, any given time I walk into school and I look around my daughter's or one of my son's classrooms, and they're anywhere from 25 and up plus kids, 25 plus kids. There's no way I can rarely get through to my three boys and my daughter if they're all in one room together. I can barely get through to them without yelling or calling them out one-on-one and sitting down and explaining to them what I want done or what I need done or what they should be doing. That's a constant reminder. every day, it's an everyday struggle to remind them to do the right things because they are children. You can only keep their minds for a little bit at a time. And if you put 100 words in their brain, they're going to forget 90 of them. So we need to take the time and re-educate ourselves. We need to go by that pyramid, but you need to add something to that pyramid. I want to ask all the listeners to actually draw or Google the food pyramid. And I want you to draw an extra box at the bottom, just a square box at the bottom of that pyramid. And I want you to put education in that box. And I want you to put it on your fridge or put it on your door. Just get a piece of clear tape and tape it on your door, tape it to your car, tape it to your fridge, whatever you want to do. Because one thing I know, most responsible parents, you feed your kids every day, right? And you try to feed them correctly. You try to feed them from all the food groups that they need to eat from. So if you're going to feed them something from here out, folks, I want you to feed them knowledge. Feed them understanding. Feed them something that they can use socially in the remainder of their walks of life. My time is running short. I want to shout out Pure Poetic Wednesday nights on Blog Talk Radio. You guys make sure you tune into that for all you poets out there, for all you free speakers, for all you spoken word artists, for all you singers. Make sure you tune in to Purely Poetic on Blog Talk. I think it's blogtalk.com/purelypoetic or purelypoetic.com. Make sure you hit up. That's Katrina Watkins on Facebook. Hit her up. Get on the show. Express yourself and free your mind. That's a great show. I love it. I'm always on there every Wednesday. I try to spit a couple verses. I'm sorry. Say a couple verses. That's what spit means to the 400, 500 of you online callers that don't know what spit means when somebody refers it to a song. But anyway, I'm not going to get off on slang. Shouts out to my producers. Shouts out to WMMG, home of the KLRP radio show. For any artists you know out there who are getting ready to start another show, and it's going to be a music-based show, so any artists out there, make sure you send us your song, send us your MP3s, but this time you got to send it to WMMG500@gmail.com. Write it down, folks. We need MP3s. We need good music. It's going to be around the clock. The station is going to be lovely. It's going to be a chance for some of you underground artists to get your music heard and get yourself heard on the real radio as well as online radio. And maybe people will start spending money on your projects instead of on Lil Wayne's and Nicki Minaj and, you know, the rest of them guys out there, Drake and everybody you hear on the radio every day. A lot of this music is ignorant, so I hope a lot of you guys will come with some positive and uplifting music. I'm not saying you got to keep it all shiny and all this and that and the other, but it is what it is. Shout out to everybody on my Facebook page and on my Twitter. Y'all show me so much love. Twitter at KLRP Radio Show. Facebook at facebook.com/KLRP Radio Show. Shout out to everybody from the Frederick Douglass Foundation. Woo, woo, woo. Shout out to all of y'all, baby. NC, we are in there. Look for us in Raleigh on the 15th. Folks, we are out of here. I appreciate you showing us love. One love. Next Sunday, same time, same place. KLRPRadioShow.com. Appreciate you kicking it with me. Keep it funky. Real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real, real. Phony gon' recognize, still, still, recognize with. Like we always do with this time. Gotta give one more shout out. Gotta give a shout out to Quincy Miller. Forgot to give you a happy birthday shout out for all my birthdays. We'll be right back. We'll hit you guys up on the Facebook and we'll double up the birthdays next week. One love. Y'all be safe out there. Be positive. Be prosperous. Happy birthday, Q!